Let's have everybody's attention. It's now 5:30. Is that right?
Yep.
We'll open the meeting of the regular select board for Thursday, May 7th, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. First item up on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of April 2nd meeting.
I'll make a motion. We approve those minutes.
Motion has been made. Is there any corrections, errors, omissions?
I did not see any.
I didn't see any either. All those in favor of approving the minutes as printed, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Next item up is appearances by a representative of the Orleans County Sheriff's Department. We have Mr. Welk.
No appearances by local citizens.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun.
You skipped one.
We have a section on the agenda where if anybody's here to bring anything to the select board, it can be done at this time. It's not warned. Official action can't be taken, but we can put it on for the next agenda if it is something that needs to be done. So if there's anybody that has anything that they want to bring before the board, can do it right now. Yes, sir.
I'm here about the Woodlot Committee.
Okay.
We haven't been having any meetings, and Dennis DeLibre is our chairperson. And last December, he stopped and told me that they're going to have Amyot do some logging. And we didn't have any meeting on that. And I don't know if he presented that to you guys.
He came and talked to us about getting
bids,
but not about doing anything.
Right. It was just
what he told me was that he settled on Amyot doing the logging. And he's also going to have, the way he's talking, having working with Luke, I forgot his last name.
Hart.
Luke Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you guys had a meeting last fall, we were specific to hire the county forester.
Yep. I remember that. And he wrote up a plan.
And he don't seem to want to do anything with the road on the Woodlot up on Pogany Hill, and Jerry has worked hard to get ditches. The best I've seen that road in quite a few years. And the tractor trailers, when they go down the road, they ruin the ditches unless something is done. So I'm against them logging up there.
They haven't started yet, have they?
No, not to my knowledge. But he should not have the power to make decisions. We haven't had a meeting to discuss who they're going to get the log. Nothing.
No, he shouldn't have that power.
He doesn't have that power.
And I just wanted to bring it up to you guys and let you know what's going on. And
okay.
That's how I feel about it.
Thank you. Anything else to bring before the board that we can look into?
You're on the schedule.
Yes.
Okay, all right, good.
Okay, getting over. If there's nothing else, we'll move on to representative for the Orleans County Sheriff's Department. We have Mr. Wells here for us this evening. So, Rick, you had some questions, or you want to go over the sheriff's report? Or what'd you have for?
Where's this? I don't have the contract with me, but there we go. Contract was pretty basic, pretty the same as one of the things that I want to address with you is being on local roads instead of 100 and 105. That it seems to be a lot of in the monthly reports. It seems to be a lot of Route 105, Route 100. I'd like to see more in our town roads as opposed to state highways. That's one of the biggest complaints that I can see, and on our back roads. Yeah, that's biggest complaint. A couple other things that I had questions about. When you get called into town to assist another agency, do we pay for that?
For
For an assist, yeah, for coming out, responding to Newport Center, yes.
Okay, so if state police have something here and they call you in, we're paying for that.
Correct.
Same way with DCF and...
Right, so if DCF has a welfare check or they're doing a home visit and they feel that their law enforcement's needed, most of the time the DCF, those agencies will call us and ask if there's anything going on with those residences or something like that, and we'll tell them, no, we haven't heard anything, or yeah, there could be some stuff going on in the area. And then, yeah, then we'll respond with them, and then, yeah, then the towns are on the hook for that.
Okay. I wasn't quite sure how that worked. Civil process, though, that's paid through the courts, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. That's basically all I had. Our report for this month, pretty slim. We had 11 hours. I wanted to ask you about, they had an arrest here for DUI, but it doesn't show up on the report. At the bottom here, it says zero tickets, zero warnings, zero fines, and zero arrests.
Yeah, that's definitely not right, because I know we've had two DUI arrests this month.
Well, this is for March. We're up month behind. This is for March, so that's...
Oh, so you're in March.
Yeah, well, this is March. We haven't got April's yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but even in April, March, there was a DUI, which I think was for drugs.
Probably.
Yeah, so, and it still didn't show up on the end of the report.
Are you looking at the same, or can I see what you're looking at?
Sure.
Come on up.
Yeah.
Sit right here.
Sometimes there's two different reports. We have like our reporting system, and then you have the Valcor.
Yeah.
And
so that's what we get from Tammy, I guess. Up on the top there.
Yeah, so the arrest report has 105 Bear Mountain for DUID, but it isn't.
And then the summary on the bottom of the last page, I guess.
So like in your agency media report here, this is telling you like showing like where the stops are,
yep.
The street names,
yep.
And the call type. So it's not going to say on here if there's an arrest made out of it, but looking here, so there's a traffic stop here on 31925 at 9, at 105 Bear Mountain Road. That was a traffic stop there. And then here it says that there was a DUI arrest off of 105 Bear Mountain Road at that same time. So that would work out.
Go to the next page, down to the bottom.
Yep. So...
Okay. Zero arrests.
Right. So that is where it's a drop down that just was not clicked by the officer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I know that I see that quite often. It doesn't correspond.
Yeah, and I can tell you that we had a meeting just I think like two, three weeks ago, and I've addressed that with everybody that we need to start articulating in those in our reporting system as far as the tickets go,
yep.
And arrest me, that kind of stuff. So hopefully that should be better when you see April and May.
the other question I had was you had one of the officers, I'm not sure who it was, doesn't make any difference. Violation conditions of release from, I assume, court. He spent 3 hours on that, and there wasn't any arrest?
Yeah, there must have been.
Doesn't show it.
What's the case number?
Case number? I don't have a case number. I've got a date.
What's the date?
And time. 3:25 at 1300.
So maybe, and again, I don't know.
Yeah.
That could be the paperwork time. So the arrest could have been clocked on the month prior.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, and then so he was just doing his paperwork time for that. So we went double dock and double dip on like the drop down of the arrest.
Okay.
No, because a violation of conditions. I mean, if you're spending 3 hours on a VCR, then there had to have been an arrest on.
That's what I was thinking, but again, it doesn't say. And then if you go.
So again, that's one of the other things that we're supposed to be articulating a little better in those reports is putting the case number down with it, and saying case work or case number, blah blah blah.
Okay. I mean, last month you had one arrest, but it's. I'm not sure what it was for, but anyways, okay. So hopefully it's going to get better.
That is 100% not blowing smoke. Like that's definitely been addressed in the last month, and it should be getting better.
Good. Okay. Again, local roads. I think I'd like to see more on local roads as opposed to state highways. And I understand people speed and do whatever on state highways as well, but.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you.
Okay. That's all I had.
Great. Any other
Nope. Bob?
Bob.
Two things. One is just curiosity. If we did not have a contract with the Sheriff's Department and the Sheriff came to the town at the request of the state police, for instance, who would get billed for the Sheriff, Don?
Nobody that I know of.
Okay.
So yeah. To clarify with that, like it would have to be an officer safety issue if we came out here. So it's the same as like with Newport PD, if they're asking for an assistance, it needs to be an officer safety issue. If they're asking for assistance just to go do like a welfare check or something like that, we're probably not going to assist them because we don't get paid by Newport City. So towns that we don't have contracts with, we don't respond unless it's 100% like an officer safety issue.
Yeah.
And the second thing is there any law in this state about the volume of noise from motor vehicles on the highways?
Yes.
It's an inspection and law.
Is that the only time that you can do something about somebody with a loud vehicle? Is that time of inspection?
Well,
I'm an inspection station, and if they come in with no muffler, they don't get a sticker.
But what happened? You're here now, and if there's a car that goes down here at 120 decibels, and there are vehicles in this town that will do that, mm-hmm. Is there nothing you can do?
We don't have a decimal meter, right? I mean, okay. we can have the common sense of we can hear what a vehicle, supposed to sound like and what sounds like. And then, that's a violation of the condition of the vehicle. But, to be honest, how many cars are inspected in the state of Vermont now?
So,
I mean, the inspection laws in the state are horrible.
So you touched on another issue that I have talked to my local representative about. Why doesn't somebody buy somebody some decimeters? Even if they bought one for the whole county and they just passed it around to you, you had it once one day a month for every police department in the area, I think it would make a point. So, I've addressed this before. I get nowhere, but I'm bringing it up again.
It's the same way with the getting a registration off the internet, a motor vehicle, and putting a paper plate in your window, and those things are long expired.
Can't do that any longer.
No, they've stopped it finally.
So if you see one of those, it's illegal. Like you can still get them from the dealers, but those are the nice professional ones.
Right, right.
Your homemade ones you shouldn't be seeing any of those on the roads anyway.
Well, it's about time.
I have.
And if you notice, like they have thinned down a lot. They stopped that recently, in the last 6 months I think.
Yeah.
To the year.
Yeah.
So, but the noise issue, what he's saying is a vehicle. But if you have a motorcycle, Harley going by, I think is way louder than any car with no muffler.
Or loud ATV. Or,
right. Yeah. You have the side-by-side, you have four-wheelers, you have farm tractors. You can't really
You get a group of them, and it's even louder.
True.
I refused to inspect a motorcycle because it had nothing for mufflers, just straight bikes. And I was, he told, the owner of the bike told me he was going to turn me in to the Department of Motor Vehicles because I wouldn't put a sticker on his bike. I gave him the phone number to call. I was not afraid.
Yeah.
So they're out there, and they vote. Anything else for the sheriff or us? Okay. Thank you very much for attending.
Yeah, no problem. And again, so like, watch the next few months, and then, you know, 6 months from now, if you guys want to, or even before, then just give us a holler either. Jen or I will be able to stop in.
Okay,
great.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
All right. Now, next up item on the agenda is appearance by Michael Wellhoff.
Are you going to sign the contract with them?
Oh, yes. We should.
Okay.
The money was...
He left, so...
Oh, wait, it hasn't been signed yet?
No.
No.
Doesn't say to sign the contract.
I thought it... okay.
Yeah. Discuss the agreement.
Yeah, you're right. It does say discuss it, not sign it.
Yeah. This is the one we're signing, I assume.
Yeah. I don't care which version you sign as long as you give it to me after you do.
The money was approved at town meeting.
Yes.
It just didn't have a name in there. I'm sorry I didn't... there.
Thank you.
We can forward a copy to them.
Yep.
All right. Is Michael Wellhoff here?
No.
I don't see him.
Okay. So we don't need to address any water.
His pipes froze and he blamed me. His pipes froze and he wanted me to fix it. I'm not a plumber. You let your pipes freeze.
Where'd it freeze?
At the meter where it comes in.
Oh,
he broke the plate on the meter, which... we replaced, but the plumbing part had blown apart, and that's not on me. He was mad about it.
Yep.
I believe it's fixed now.
Okay. Was it leaking or losing water? Or?
He had it shut off because he didn't heat the thing.
Oh.
And it didn't drain, and when he turned it on...
yeah, it leaked. Mm.
Yeah, they weren't even connected. Still not my fault.
Yep.
Not inside the house.
Thanks, Mike. That's taken care of. Discuss staffing for the 26 boat greeter program. Jennifer.
Oh, that's me. Okay.
You're up.
All right. We got funded this year at 53%, which you asked for. But I brought you the thing. $37,640. Got funded for $20,213. So far, though, we know there's funding, and we are going to ramp up the program this month. We still don't have a contract with the state. The state is revamping their contracts. The award is official based on as long as you spend at least the amount of what you budgeted. And considering that's very close to last year, I think there's not going to be a problem with doing that.
Okay.
You know, hopefully we aren't going to go over budget, hopefully under budget, if anything. And because I think there was discussion about cutting back a little bit on the hours. And I know right now we've got, two of the former greeters, one's down to part-time and one has stepped away. So what that's going to do for training new greeters, finding people who can work during, you know, the season, not, you know, a lot of them are high school types. So, you know, who can come in, because Tom, the main one, was free during the weekdays. And so I'm not sure whether, one, yeah, I'm going to have the staff, because we got to see who comes up with everything. And two, whether you really want to run the program midweek on some of the days that we have that are iffy, either in the spring, you know, like how are you going to plan this past week, you know, hello. So, you know, when do we want to start the program? The official training is going to be on the 17th of May, the in-person training for new greeters.
I got an email on the training for the first in-person training was Saturday's greeter at Middlesex Equipment Garage.
Yes, and now it's gone to the National Life Building because of problems with Middlesex.
We don't have anybody going to that.
As far as I know, we don't. I'll be going down to the one that's in Greensboro, that's the 17th, and have tried to get through to Colleen, but she doesn't answer her phone. So, and I know that Chloe is on board for doing this, and she's, you know, I send her all the information.
Okay. I just was trying to, they don't have in-person. New people have to go through in-person training.
Yes.
And you can't do it online, so
going to Middlebury is a long ways away.
It is. So
yeah, it's one of the things, and a lot of the people up here have gotten very angry because for the past 3 years, MWA has hosted it either in Newport or Orleans, and I can't tell you how much flack I got when I had to send that out and say, you know, I'm sorry. MWA will be doing a VIP training, which is for the kayakers who inspect to see if there's anything in the water. And we're hoping to get more of those people here. Right now, Memphis Magog only has one active VIP person. And we certainly need a whole lot more. At one point, even just, you know, in the southern area, we had a couple up here, but I think we were covering the whole of the lake with 8 of them. So being down to one is quite substantial. And they're the eyes of just catching things. One of the VIP people who's still working found Starry Stonewort, which is in Scott's Cove. At some point, we'll probably be in the hole of the lake because there's no control you can do for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just going to grow and grow. So, yeah, we do have a problem with the training for the breeders. But it really is necessary for the new people to learn about the program and learn what they should do. There's a little more than just saying, hi, how are you? You know, you really do look at the boat.
Should we advertise for a greeter?
I think,
or do you think
they have some?
We have some interest.
Yeah.
But we could also advertise and see if we get more.
So, yeah. With one and a half or one in part time.
Yeah.
And you had two extra that were interested, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And hopefully, you know, we've budgeted in there for them to go to training. So we budgeted about 5 hours per person for training. We were not anticipating that they were going to go, you know, as far as Montpelier. But, you know, Greensboro is not that bad, but it's still cost a few more hours. Because we do, you know, obviously pay for their time.
Yep.
So.
Okay, so just making sure everybody's on the same page and we're going to have enough staff to run the program. So.
Hopefully we will.
Do you do the hiring or?
We've always done it. Well, you guys have done the hiring technically because they're your employee. And, you know, it's one of those things. Denise was really good about finding people. Obviously, Hannah's found two. They sort of come out of the woodwork in Newport Down, so, which is good.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're hoping everything's fine. And I ran some figures on everything. The program has been, the funding's been up and down. And we at one point were at about 60% funding, 60 to 70. We're down at just over 50. And hopefully next year we won't see it go below that. There's no way of telling with the situation with grants. And, you know, you can always, you know, consolidate your program and hit the peak days that are, you know, you have the boaters, the weekends. And, you know.
The hot water pressure washing thing, is that what's going on with that?
Nothing. We're at a stalemate because of the wake boat issue, which doesn't affect Memphis Magog because Memphis Magog is not an inland lake. And they're trying to ramp up the program, but they are tangled up with too many other things. And the whole of the hot pressure wash is going down the tubes. We found a place that was going to host it. Potentially was interested in talking about it, Newport Marine, we got it so far, and then the state, you know, pulled the plug on doing anything.
Okay.
So, you know, they're still hope for it and see what happens. I mean, one could wash down the boats, but at this point, we're very unlikely in Mepamagoc to see anything come in that's new. We are a threat to all the other lakes. And that's the main issue. So, you know, it is either inspected coming in and going out.
Yeah. Okay.
So, what can you do? It's one of these great state programs. Number one, doesn't have enough funding or staff or, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know offhand? Oh, can I ask?
Yes, certainly.
Do you know offhand when they'll put the docks out?
That's Fish and Wildlife, and the answer is no. Have you seen a permit from Fish and Wildlife yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, yeah, somebody else hasn't seen them. Even the greeter program is required to have a special use permit to put the greeter house down there.
Okay.
And when we didn't have a house, we had to do it because we had a human being down there. We can only use X number of spaces. That's another problem we have with the, you know, divisions of the state.
When do you want your little greeter house back?
Probably, before Memorial Day, I would say.
So anytime this month?
Yeah.
Can I bring it now?
No
rush?
There's no rush, and we probably would do better if I hounds Fish and Wildlife for the special use permit. Otherwise, we might lose the porta potty.
I just don't want you missing it and be my fault.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there a porta potty down there right now?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think when.
I haven't been down.
I haven't either, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
I think it is. I think when we.
Okay.
There's usually one down there, but.
They pulled it because of vandalism, and it was one of the things we said, we'll mount a greeter program if we can get the porta potty. Then they threatened to take it away because it got turned over about three times or four the first year.
Got to be a way to bolt them down somehow.
we thought about it. I must admit.
Well.
I think one of the things is that we were very lucky that the greeters that we had being down there stopped a little bit of the potential use, which was not boating.
Never going to stop at all.
Yeah, I know. So we'll see what happens, and I'll keep you guys posted. But yeah, if you want to advertise, I think, yeah, we'll probably do that.
Okay.
Last year we closed the season with, you know, all three were going to return, but health issues have gotten in the way.
Okay. And something about our to get funding, we need to advertise something about the program.
You just need to say that you had an award. And surprisingly enough, that's been dropped out of the grant application. Used to have it in there. And usually I take care of it. I did take care of it last year. Nobody published it.
If we're going to advertise, I was thinking if we're advertising, we could put a little piece in there that we got a nice grant from the state.
You can. That you can do without a problem.
And it would actually kill two birds with one stone. So no joke.
Would you like me to kill two birds with one stone?
Yep. We'll pump up the state. They need it.
Yeah, they do need it. They like it. They look favorably on that.
Okay.
So. And they have, I have to say, they have gone out of their way to try to figure out what to do in the whole thing of buying land to put a, you know, wash there. You know, and you are, you know, you're the busiest one on Mepamagoc, the second busiest in the Northeast Kingdom.
Yep.
So, yeah. It's an active little program.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Does anything have any questions for Jennifer? Good. Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to stay because you have another issue on that I'm interested in.
Okay.
I saw that, not that I was on the agenda.
I am too. So we're all set on the National Life Complex. I just wanted to make sure if we had somebody go on, that they weren't going to end up in the wrong place.
Yeah. That's I was assuming that Hannah would let me know if anybody had definitely signed up, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I should have been here last month, and then we could have gotten this sort of underway, but I couldn't even tell you what your award was this time last month.
Yeah.
All right.
Say if you come to a point where you want the house down there or whatever, let Hannah know, and she could let Mike know.
Yeah. As soon as a special use permit comes in, it'll be clear.
Okay.
We don't want to step on Fish and Wildlife.
And the gentleman that had the property right next to Strawberry Acres Access with the lighthouse there, Miller?
Miller.
He sold that. It was last Thursday it was sold. So I don't know who the new owners are.
Okay.
And I don't know.
I've spoken to her. She's owns other property in Brownington, I think. She's bringing some horses and maybe some mini Highlanders. So she has no intentions of, like, developing the property or anything like that.
No, I just, we kind of on his property a little there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were, but we moved off because we were utilizing his property for storing the standee and stuff like that before we had the Peter booth.
Okay.
So since we've gotten the booth, we've moved to, the full Fish and Wildlife Access.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Great. All right. Any other questions for the greeter program? If there is none, we'll move on to, and I think Jennifer's here for that too, discuss the Quebec Municipal Resolution related to Lake Mefemagog water quality. I did get an email from whatever the organization is up in Canada. Four of the attachments were in French. One of them was in English. I do have the English one, which is the from Stanstead Township Municipality, and it's their resolution. I read it over. It has some good points. It has some points that I'm not in love with. Let's put it that way. But, so I don't know how to go. It's, to me, it's more on taking on the landfill. It's specifically addressing the landfill, which I have some issues with because the problem, I think, is more than just the landfill. I think it's around the whole lake. In fact, I even look at it as myself. At my house, which is on top of Vance Hill, when I have my septic tank pumped out, what comes out of that goes down to the city of Newport, goes through their treatment facility, and dumped into the lake. So I look at it as I'm part of the problem. And I think that's the way the whole thing should be looked at. But that's just me. I don't know. Let's have a discussion on this. Tell you the good points of it that I'm happy with is that the presence of toxic and hazardous pollutants such as arsenic, cadmium, PFAs, PFASs, a large family of thousands of chemical substances, many of which are recognized as endocrine disruptors, bioaccumulative, toxic to reproduction, and proven or suspected carcinogens are in the leachate that they want to address. Well, I think that's a good idea. It's more than just what the PFAs. And leachate contains high concentrations of heavy metals, emerging contaminants that are not fully removed by conventional wastewater treatment process, making their release into drinking water sources unacceptable. These are one of the points that their resolution is addressing. The township opposes the treatment of leachate and the discharging within the Lake Mefemagog watershed. I don't have a problem with that. The other one was whereas the action by representatives from the Magog RCM and municipalities of Sherbrooke, Magog, and other lakeside communities along with numerous environmental organizations, led to the permanent closure of the 2010 Bestan landfill operated by Waste Management and Magog. Explicitly aiming to protect Lake Memphremagog from a known source of pollution. I have questions on, was that landfill lined? And when they closed it, did they close it with a lined top? And so that no more rainwater can get, where the leachate's coming from is the rainwater mixing with the stuff that's in the landfill and then leaking out. So I have those questions. And it says, whereas the National Assembly of Quebec unanimously adopted on June 3rd, 2021, a motion calling for the permanent ban of leachate discharge into Lake Memphremagog watershed, which is a good idea. Now look up the definition of leachate, which I did. Any liquid that has dissolved or entrained environmentally harmful substances that can enter the environment. That is Newport City's wastewater treatment plant. Is there, I don't know, Rick disagrees with me on this. We had a little.
I don't disagree with you.
He says he can drink the stuff coming out of
it. I didn't say I did. I said I've watched the guys that work at the sewer plant drink that water. You too? Yep. Yep. It was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
So, but still.
Are they taking. I know that they can clean the water of solids that are in it. Anything that dissolves in the liquid, are they taking that out?
In Newport.
Now, it can be done. It's a multi-million-dollar operation to clean water to that degree. I did read about wastewater treatment facilities, and one of the biggest contaminants that comes out of there is caffeine.
How they track COVID in Burlington.
Mm-hmm. I don't. So, I'm not against keeping Lake Memphremagog clean. But I think it's a bigger issue, and should have everybody involved.
In the back there.
Bob.
I got a question. I had an issue with a neighbor who brought in God knows how many truckloads of fill, and then about 30 trees died. From whatever was in the field. Who can you notify to have come test the ground or whatever? Is it
State of Vermont Department of Health?
Environmental?
Yeah. I bet there's a outfit out of UVM that will do it.
Extension.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I had a sample of water at one point. It was, you couldn't breathe the stuff.
So my only thing about signing this is Newport City has signed this resolution. Whitby has signed this resolution. It would be significant if all the three towns on the south side of the lake were in unison saying this is a bad idea for our local to dump worse leachate than we get from the sewer plant, theoretically. I don't know much about it, but it does sound more toxic coming out of the waste-filled facility than the wastewater facility.
What I have, and I haven't seen it in operation, I did tour the landfill maybe three years back on the waste district for recycling. They had all the supervisors go up there and they tour to see how the operation. I have read what they have put in place, something that is taking the PFAs, PFOAs, and all that out of the water, and any other chemicals that they can attract. I don't know how they're doing it. Those chemicals are being injected into concrete blocks and then put back into the landfill. I mean, that's how they're dealing with this. So I don't know if the water coming out of, or the leachate coming out of there meets some kind of criteria, I don't know. I mean, they are actually working on the problem, spending money to address it. I just don't want to shoot.
My question is, Derby signed it, I saw that, Newport signed it. If we sign it, what will that get us?
Nothing.
that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
It's just solidarity.
Yeah.
Wave a flag.
Yep.
But if you want to work with an organization to solve an issue, you shouldn't nail them specifically. That's kind of the way I look at it, you know? You know, I'm coming at it differently than other people, because in the waste district, the rubbish that goes into the landfill has a tipping fee on it. And in the recycling, the way it works is that if you recycle more, you put less trash in the dump. Currently, the trash volume has come down, so the tipping fees have come down, and the waste district is now in trouble because we're not making any money. There is no the price of tin and cardboard and plastic and all that has dropped right off also. So we are in a tough situation where we're losing money at the waste district recycling. So I don't want to shoot. We need to put more stuff in the dump at this point so we can get more revenue to operate our brand new recycling center. This is the way it is working. It doesn't make sense.
Maybe they should charge more for those tractor trailer trucks that are coming out of Massachusetts and Connecticut.
I think that's the frustrating part.
Because they don't have to recycle.
No, and it's very frustrating that we get everybody's garbage.
Those trucks coming into Casella, that was an issue back when we toured it, cannot dump there unless they have a bill of lading. And it has to be whoever's putting the stuff in the truck, wherever it originates, that all has to be identified, what's in that truck and where it's going and the whole thing.
Anybody checking that?
Yes.
I don't know.
that I can answer. The landfill does spot check it.
Yeah.
Casella does. Yeah. Not every single truck, so, you know, this is part of the issue that does come up. You know, what are you going to do? And yes, they're doing a pilot leachate treatment on site. And a number of years ago, they banned leachate, which was going into the Newport City sewer treatment plant. So when they did that, then the leachate from Casella was going into Montpelier's sewer treatment plant and also one in Essex, New York, all of it going into Lake Champlain, all of which is also drunk by U.S. as well as Canadian citizens. But the problem is the treatment, at least Casella is on the cutting edge of the treatment. Will it work? You know, it's not, it's going to remove a lot of bad things. But will it be successful? I don't know. You know, and I know Newport City years ago took it where we were going to inject, sorry about my voice here, inject the sludge into the fields, and it was going to go between the runways and Coventry, and they found out they had to stop it because of the heavy metals.
Right.
And so this is one of the things. Everything is going to have a problem.
Yep.
And what are you going to do? But I think you're right. Casella is doing what they want. I will say Newport City, I was at that meeting. What they signed was a two-page document, and yours appears to be more than that.
Well, the only...
And it was only supporting, the end result was they passed it because it was only supporting the resolution that Stanstead Township had done.
So they must have put something together themselves?
Maybe they revised it?
Got it from somewhere. It was the original thing that they were addressing from November because they kicked it down the road quite a bit. So, but it was very interesting because it had been addressed at a council meeting. They decided to have a hearing or, you know, a symposium on it. And then they ended up, last night's meeting, one of the counselors ended up saying, you know, wait a minute, this just says we support the Stansted resolution. And it's not as complex as what you were reading there.
This is from Stansted.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, all these statements, it's whereas.
Yeah.
So, and then
I
mean, it's...
I do agree it would look good that everybody does that. And MWA, I will say, is like I do work for them, has not taken a stand on this. Because we feel that as a nonprofit and we work closely with Casella and the state on various issues, and, you know, a lot, it's caused division on the board, needless to say. But MWA does not have an official stand on this. You know, because I think what you see is, you know, some of this is drying. There are other, you know, places, sewer treatment plants, Island Pond, Barton, all of that comes into Memphis-Magog.
And MWA stands for Memphis-Magog Watershed Association, which Jennifer...
And we represent the whole of the watershed on this side of the border.
So is Newport taking...
Newport cannot treat any leachate.
Okay, they stopped it.
It was banned. The problem is, and it was in the petition that went to the city of Newport, it clearly said that the ban on leachate expires next year.
It's in there.
Okay, and that this was to suggest to our state legislature that they do everything within their powers to prevent leachate from going into the Lake Memphis-Magog watershed. Yeah. And it's suggesting that legislature move, and legislature has to move because 20 years is a drop-dead date on the landfill for right now. And at this point, we're already behind the eight ball. Somehow, everybody's got to get on the stick and figure out where they're going to put the next landfill.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, Coventry is going to be overwhelmed, I guess.
The problem with that is you take like the old Magog site that they had, if it's not lined, will continue to leach for who knows how long.
And you have to realize how many private camps are there. Mm-hmm. You know, I own one that's on Memphis-Magog, and we have a leach field. You know, the municipality, which is happens to be Stansted, is there demanding we clean them out. And so they are cleaned out every 2 years. They come every single year and test it, and you get a thing, you know, you're cleaning it out. But there are, you know, years ago, there are people who had cribs. It's going right in there. Mm-hmm. You know, at least it's not as...
And like you said, they got the old dump where the park is.
Yeah.
And then they've got the one on Coventry Street.
Yeah.
Those are never lined.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what are they digging up in Gardner Park?
I don't know.
Oh,
cars and batteries and...
Yeah. They ended up, unfortunately, just totally off subject, but they did end up where they got into environmental problems putting in. They were going to put a water park in there. And they can't go below 18 inches, and that's only slight clearance. Everything is under 18 inches, it's built back up. You can't even have a tree grow there. Even though there are trees that are growing there because they've gotten used to it. Yeah. And by the way, our dock area, same thing. That's old cars and, you know, Coast Guard batteries down where the lighthouse was.
Everything went in the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Out of sight.
Out of mind.
So I don't know what to do. I spoke my piece, yeah. And I didn't hear from Karen.
There's no real good answer.
Table it.
I mean, I get, it's kind of 50-50, like they're trying to do stuff, but on the other hand, still not solving the problem, so.
Bob.
Maybe, not sure quite how to put this, but in order to help maybe with the decision making is, we're at the end of the tail on the dog, you know, way down here. and we're trying to solve some problems that aren't our making. And perhaps this document is one way of saying, yeah, we recognize the problem and we're glad somebody's trying to address it. As Rick said, what is our benefit? No immediate benefit. Nothing comes back to us except for maybe goodwill. The problem is not us. The problem is that there's no controls on all this stuff that's being dumped on us. You cannot buy anything today that is not a hazardous material that goes into the dump. I don't care what it is. You go to the grocery store, you go to the supermarket, you go to Walmart, you buy something, it's packaged in something that we're having trouble dealing with. And there's nobody upstairs is trying to solve what's coming down to us. So all we got is an attempt for goodwill, but no solutions. I don't see any solutions. That dump is going to be there forever. Literally forever. And it will always be a problem. It will always, something will be coming out of that forever. And it's not the only one. The country, the world is full of them. So I'm just saying, I would recommend signing it from a point of goodwill, that it obviously doesn't address all the issues, as you pointed out a couple of things. But Newport Town is not going to solve the environmental problems.
No.
Blame me for that.
I know that. I just, on one end.
And I didn't mean to imply that we would.
On one end, we work with Casella. You know, because of the recycling and stuff. And so 3 years ago, when this all came about once before, the Waste District had a meeting of 27 different supervisors, and we all, and dump was, or the organization dump, don't undermine Memphis Magog's purity or whatever it is, was there at that meeting, and we agreed to, go with following dump's recommendations and stuff. And there was a big fallout with, Casella and the landfill working with the Waste District and recycling and all that stuff. It just, and at that point, I just said, we really should be working together, not, it's your fault. Like that. And it's really, yes, they are part of the problem. I don't deny that. But I'm part of the problem too. And I stated that at the very beginning. So if you think it's a good idea, let's sign it.
Well, the thing of it is, you also have, does that put any financial liability on you by signing it?
No.
In the future.
It's just a resolution state, but it just, it's like, I don't know. I'm not going to stop it from being signed. I just wanted to share with you my perspective on it, how I feel about it. So,
is there something that you could do to sign it, but then have to put in a what you'd like to see in the future? Saying. Yes, we're signing this, but we anticipate or are recommending that more has to be done, so just so that they know that we hear what you're saying.
Oh, I could rewrite the document. not totally, but,
yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Trying to include a bigger picture than just the landfill. That is what I would like to see done.
Doesn't Newport and Derby have to deal with Casella's as well?
Yes.
I mean, and they both signed it.
Well,
I mean, I don't know what the repercussion would be, but...
I don't know. I specifically got involved with Casella after.
Yeah.
So I got to feel that static, I guess, or the grinding, because they're a big organization too. They're a huge organization.
Oh, I know.
And so I can't speak to what they're doing now. And maybe you really can drink the water out of their leachate.
I don't know. The ones that I saw drinking it are gone.
No, they're still alive.
They're still alive, yes.
I saw it too, so, yeah. I think Newport did not consider Casella's in there. And one of the things we also have to realize is the problem we are really going to have is not Casella's landfill. It's the NATO dump. Because that is right there. And anything they say is leaching out of the landfill. Funny, that NATO's dump is right there and it wasn't lined. So you ask, were the ones in Canada lined? Depends on how old.
I thought they dug that up though and did line it.
It was cell number 5 was destined for that.
Oh.
And the state put the kibosh on it because they realized right now it's in a holding pattern, that it doesn't appear, because they have the monitoring wells, it doesn't appear to be migrating anywhere. And they knew that if they dug it up,
it would disturb it.
And the ramifications would be worse than what's happening. And so, yeah, it remains untouched, unlined, and a potential time bomb.
Well, we know something's going into the water in here, because if you go catch a bull pout and you see lesions coming off it, it's like, I would need a fish out of that lake to save my...
Here.
Okay.
Yeah. MWA did a thing on PFOAs, the plastics, and one of the highest level of concentrations was the Michael Dunn property in Derby. Mm. Because it's coming. It was just like the Ontario smelting plants that were dropping stuff on us. It's coming in the air, and you know, it's, we're eating it. You know,
yeah, it's a big problem.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the Springfield wastewater treatment plant when I was doing my wastewater stuff. They test their sludge, no PFAS. They test the wood chips they mix it with, no PFAS, and it sits on a hill where they compost it. And when they want to get rid of it, it's got PFAS. The two things they put together had none separately, but then it rains on it and they have it.
Yeah. Just not going to get away from it.
Pretty strange.
No.
Yeah. Not strange, it's proven. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just unnerving.
I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do with that.
And I don't have a problem standing with the Canadian land or municipalities around the lake. You know, it's their drinking water.
Yeah, I feel for them.
I do too. You know.
You're looking at me for an answer. I don't have any.
Somebody make a motion and let's vote it.
I'll make a motion and we sign it.
Okay. Discussion.
We've had a lot of discussion.
We have. It's kind of got mixed up.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? If there's no further discussion, all those in favor of signing the resolution from, or agreeing with the resolution from Stansted, whatever, you know, it's no place for us to sign it.
No.
But they wanted us to discuss it
and
vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
And my comments are on record.
Yeah.
No further discussion. All those in favor of accepting the resolution from Stansted, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Ayes have it. Unanimous.
with a big question.
I mean, everybody would say, well, how come you didn't vote no?
Yeah.
I was overruled, so why not be?
Just of interest, the city of Newport had something where they signed. So it was something slightly different than.
They must have put there's no place here for us to sign.
No.
They may have just copied and pasted it onto a paper. No?
Not the city of Newport.
Well, it'd be nice.
On their website, I do know that.
Yeah. I can look and see what's up on their website.
Do you want a copy of this, Jennifer?
No, I've seen it.
Okay.
Oh, I can get it from home.
Good. My wife also told me that if I didn't support this. Because we do a lot of discussing back and forth. I run things by her just to see how it's going to play out. And it got loud. So.
Sounds like your wife should be running for select board in March.
Nope. She does not want to do that. Anyway, she's a good person to bounce things off from. It gives me a different perspective of where I'm headed. Mm-hmm. So turn, shift me around, you know. It's how this life is. Bob.
Does your decision determine whether you stay in the house or in the camper?
No comment.
It didn't get down to that. It never gets to that. It just, she's very outspoken and forceful. So, yeah, it's good. We have good discussions. We really do. All right. Let's put to bed.
Yep.
So you're going to see if there was something that we can
yeah.
sign?
Yeah.
Okay. We do that the next unfinished business next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's been done. It didn't say to vote it in, just we discuss it. Recommended appointees for town health officer and deputy health officer.
Their terms are expiring. It's currently Steve and Ann Edgerly.
Correct.
And they're both willing to be reappointed if that's what you choose to do. Their terms expire in 30 days, so it is your job to recommend appointees, which then eventually go to the state to be confirmed.
I don't have a problem with that.
No, I'll make a motion that we recommend Steve and Ann Edgerly.
Discussion.
I don't see a lot of other people jumping for the job.
I can remember doing that.
I can too.
Okay.
And I hadn't been on as long as you.
Why I say that is that if there is no one that steps up, the state of Vermont holds the select board as the health officer. And we did it for a couple of years. I still have the manual somewhere. Not with me, but
I think it's
give
outdated.
You a little badge
yeah.
so that when you go into somebody's house, it's a health officer.
Yeah.
All right. All those in favor of Steve and Ann Edgerly being recommended for health officer, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. I don't hear any. Ayes have it. Great. Mike, I guess we have to review the sign the town road and bridge standard certificate of compliance.
We went over that last meeting, I
thought. It was gone over at the last meeting. This is apparently more or less the same thing, and they thought because the road and bridge standards were slightly revamped this year that you weren't going to have to sign this certificate, and then Eric emailed me and said you do.
Yeah, we went over it. They just changed the wording a little bit to help with the FEMA claims in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll start down there and end up here. Great. I thought we had signed one last.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Last meeting, but Eric Pope got with you on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great. Next up is the easement regarding utilities for the Tottenham Sewer Pump Station. That's this? That came in an email.
Yeah, I read it and reread it and whereas and two is and all this.
You're all set with it?
Yes.
We are too. I didn't have any problems with it.
No.
So going to approve.
You don't actually have to sign it. The lawyer just wanted your documented approval before it was finalized.
All right.
By them signing it.
Okay. I make a motion we approve the easement deed put before us this evening in regards to the Patinoad sewer pump station that the town is taking over. Discussion? None? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Ayes have it. Motion carries. In the minutes. Now we're down to Mike.
I'll have to read it sometime.
Did you pay Angela to do that?
Yes. I hope she did well by us.
There's a lot of whereas and two is and all that. Yeah.
So. You just got to love them.
Oh, God. They get paid by the word, I think.
By the weather.
Road Commissioner's Report. Mike.
Oh. They're going to start reclaiming out here Wednesday.
Oh.
They're going to reclaim 24 feet because on the other side of the road, apparently there's an old concrete sidewalk. So they're not going to quite get all the way over. The question is, do we want to rip it up with an excavator per se, or just leave that and when they top coat it, they'll blend it all in?
That's your call.
On the, it's under the asphalt in front of the church, I guess, and goes up in front of that apartment building.
Just a short section?
Where it's really wide out here. Yeah. There's apparently a sidewalk somewhere. They don't want to run their reclaimer, and Norman knows. It's
right,
still here.
Right, yeah. That's just like down here with the bridge. We're going to cut some holes in it, samples holes tomorrow.
Okay.
To see where that sidewalk is. There is a sidewalk underneath that pavement somewhere.
On the bridge?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I know it's dirt.
Yes. So we're gonna take some cores out of that so we can see where how deep it is. So our reclaimer, again, doesn't go down right into the concrete.
Well, I don't want to break your machine.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if you wanted us to... It won't be pretty if we do it with an excavator.
Is it an issue?
No. I think that asphalt's pretty good. But just figured I'd ask.
Okay.
It's that time of year, spring, grading when we can. Got lots of grant stuff just heard this week. We've got a grant from the Better Back Roads program that I applied for the City Farm Road by Magoon Park to replace a big pipe there. Our match is $11,675. They're going to give us $46,700 for a total of $58,375. We generally use our match with our trucks and don't really ever front any money.
Mm-hmm. That's where the culvert's kind of sinking there.
Yeah, where that FEMA storm messed it up.
Yep.
And
yep.
We're going to put in a bigger pipe. I got to get with A&R to make sure the pipe that V-Trans recommended is approved. But get that one going. That should happen this summer. Probably close the road a day or two like we did up here. We're going to get in grants and aid money. We got to spend last year's. They gave us $20,000. I'm meeting with a lady from V-Trans on that this week. And we all could spend next year's money, depending on what we decide to do. And we're getting an engineering grant through the Structures Program for a project on Pogany Hill. And most all this is fiscal year 27, so nothing can happen before July 1st. So that's really what's going on.
Great.
Lots of grant stuff coming.
You've been busy.
Well, we didn't do none last year.
So how far are you reclaiming?
Up there?
Yeah.
We're going to stop short of the access to the recycle center.
Okay.
Yeah. We want to stay away from the railroad tracks.
Okay.
There will be dirt out here for a week or two.
Just a week or two?
Yes, because we're going to plan on paving it back in before the holiday, Memorial Day.
Oh, excellent.
So, and as you all know, we're putting down just the base coat this year, not the wearing course, not the finish course. So if we have to do some corrections, we can before we put the top coat on.
Which is, next year we'll get our state aid for paving, and hopefully we can do a bunch.
Go right up the hill.
Yeah, that's the hope.
Good.
That's all I have for roads.
Excellent. Any other questions for Mike on the roads? No? Good. Moving on, water, sewer, solar, recycling report. We'll start with water.
Water been pretty good. We We've been building some shelves, put in the old recycling building, just for try to separate all our parts, going to keep all the water sewer stuff down there. Water's been pretty good. Sewer, we had our inspection. He had some recommendations on pumping the septic tank, which is $20,000-$30,000. Yeah, we ain't got the final report from the engineer yet, just the preliminary things. But he was recommending we pump it, so we'll have a big expense there, along with the filter tanks and the dosing chamber. I got to put some locks on our new covers and replace the control panel for our pump station over by Scott Bridges, which I have, but there's only one transformer, and it's just been a pain with an electrician because they got to shut Bridges' house off while they do it. Just pain. Then we've done some of the stuff. We had a service line that was looking clogged up. We fixed that. We cleaned the flouts, washed the filters, alternated the fields. And
how are the fields?
Looking good. Water level was high when we were down there, but it's, you know, been raining.
They're flushing okay?
Yeah.
Good. And the tanks, the sludge, how much sludge was in them?
I think over 2 feet. That's why there's a number that on our permit that when they get so deep, we have to pump them. That's what the engineer reviews. Okay. And I haven't got the final report on it. I haven't called to get a price because with the price of fuel, it ain't getting any cheaper because Newport can't take it all. Got to send it to Montpelier and St. Johnsbury, and they send it all around to try to disperse of it. Because Newport can't handle all that at once.
Put it in the lake.
That would be the cheap way.
Probably been done in the past.
And this is a preliminary. We looked at the Patnode pump station. He had some minor concerns with the cover and made some recommendations, which I believe we'll just take care of when I get the guy here to do it. Just minor stuff. And he thought we needed a clean out on the end of their collection line. They've never had one. If we ever have an issue, I figure we can do it then.
Okay.
I don't see it. They've been there for a long time. So
and A&E didn't have any.
This is from A&E.
Oh, from
the, but he's the guy that does the inspection is not a licensed engineer. He just comes every year. So he's just like a technician.
Okay.
And they got to review his findings, and they'll give us a big grant report that costs us a couple thousand dollars. So that's really it.
Great. Solar. The
one panel's still not working right.
Right, but last meeting that they were going to get a price for us on.
I never got it. I called them a couple days ago. They said they'd try and find it and send it over.
Okay.
I have not seen it yet.
I'd like to get that all back up and working again.
Pretty nice, yeah.
Yep. Recycling report. I think I talked a little bit briefly about that, and I did bring. We had a special meeting. And that is it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I left it at home. I got too much stuff. This is all dogs that we haven't done. Well, anyway, the gist of it is that
you guys don't need this for anything
else. Right there.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Yep.
Does that mean it's ours?
I gave her the electric bill.
Perfect.
She did.
You want the keys?
You want the keys?
Not really.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll just we had an executive board meeting on the Waste District, and The problem is a significant reduction in revenue, primarily the trash surcharge, over the winter and early spring period has severely strained the finances of the district. Immediate corrective action may be warranted to stabilize the district's financial situation for the remainder of the fiscal year. And in the meeting, we came up with a plan that Chris Thompson was working on. But the causes of that was that there was a 45% reduction in trash disposal surcharge revenue for January to April as compared to the same period in 25. This is this year. A decline in recycling volume as compared to prior years. Less material is being picked up from most town recycling facilities, resulting in less material that can be processed and sold for revenue. A decline in the value of the recycling commodities, cardboard, plastic, paper, and therefore a reduction in the revenue from material sales. Increased costs, supplies, insurance, maintenance due to inflation and nationwide fuel costs. Significant increase in the cost of diesel fuel due to current events in the Middle East, which has put a strain on the district. So we have a $40,000 where you can borrow money on
line of credit.
Line of credit. And we had to dip into the line of credit to make payroll. So
that's not good.
No. So we have a meeting next week, Tuesday, and I'll have more information on where we're going. Where problems had been identified, and we told him to take some. One of the problems is that our district, there's a number of different districts in the state, we don't charge for a lot of things. Like, you bring a refrigerator in, it has to have the gas taken out of it. We don't charge for that. You know, all the other districts do. We have a hazardous waste pickup throughout the district.
Mm-hmm.
We don't charge for that. All the other districts will charge when you come in with more than 6 gallons of this or whatever, so to offset the cost of recycling it. A 55-gallon drum of these chemicals that they take out is $600 it costs the district to take care of that. So we're going to start charging for that. We got to either that, or we're going to stop being a recycling.
If you take a refrigerator up to Wright's to put it into the metal, scrap metal, or like that, they charge you $25.
We don't charge nothing.
Well, I didn't realize we took them.
Well, after you take the gas out of them.
Oh.
And that's where the problem was, is a lot of places would say, well, you got to take the gas out. That refrigerator would leave, go down the road, come back, and there was no more gas in it.
No more gas.
Somebody broke a line.
That's not the way to do it.
So, no.
You know, we would say, no, we'll take it. We'll take the gas out instead of letting it leak away. But
yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to have this introduced into the thing, but not yet. I want it for next Tuesday meeting. Great. So there's some trouble there in the sheriff's report. You did already?
I did. I mean, if you want to recap it, we had 11 hours of patrol. No tickets, maybe an arrest, I guess. I don't know. Sex offender registry checks in Newport town. It was four of them. Violation conditions of release. That was the 3 hours I questioned Hono on. The two larcenies, a trespass, a motor vehicle crash, citizens assist, and I know it was DCF. They did 3.5 hours working with DCF in Newport town somewhere. So
they were busy this week. Call them around a lot.
Sheriffs?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Actually, watched the car go up through. Said, "Man, wonder how fast he's going." And I looked up the road, and they had him.
Oh wow! Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know if he had a ticket or not, but they pulled him over. I couldn't believe it.
I'll let you know next month. Or next month after that.
I think we're getting a better relationship with them. It seems it to me.
again, I would like to see them on our town roads, because if you look at the report here, you know, traffic stop, Route 100. Traffic stop, 100 and Bear Mountain Road. It's like, it's a lot of it's on 100 and 105, you know. It's like, I'd like to see more on Crossroad, City Farm Road, Vanceville.
State police should be doing the highways, correct?
But if they meet somebody on their travel through, yes, and they're speeding, they're going to pull them over.
Right. I agree.
May have been patrolling Bear Mountain Road and coming off.
Yep.
It is what it is.
Oh, no, I understand. And,
yep,
you know, I mean, Hondo goes home to North Troy, and he's working on the way home. Yeah. So I get it, but.
Okay.
Anyways.
Good. Anything else for the sheriff's report? Moving on, sign orders, review and approve bank statements and journal entries. I did my part of it when I got here a half hour early. I know I saw you guys doing it, so yep. I'll make a motion that we approve the.
Thank you. Hi, thanks, Dave.
Thanks. Hey, I got a question for you.
On the way.
Checks in the mail.
I'm sorry. At town meeting,
yes,
you had given me information on signing up for.
Any cable bands?
Yes. And I did.
Yes.
I haven't heard anything.
And I will let you know when they're in the area. You've also registered for the long drop, the underground service.
Yes.
When they're in the area, they're deciding very soon which project they're going to take on for the underground.
Okay.
But when they're on Vans Hill, which I think they might be going to Bob, they will let you know in the area you are registered, and they will get in touch.
And I went in to check and register again, and it said somebody's already registered you. And I go, that's a good sign. It was me.
So they will let you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. If I saw you, I was going to ask you if they just abandoned that whole thing.
That's my standard answer. Yeah, they'll get back. Okay.
It works. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. I was in the process of. I made a. Motion to approve the orders and bank statement that and journal entries that were presented to us this evening.
Yep.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. There. Unfinished new business.
We have a cemetery deed for you all to consider. For the Lake Road Cemetery. It is a town resident who would like to buy one plot.
Okay. And Steve Edgley's, who's selling those now?
Me. Oh. Is there somebody else I can pawn that off on?
No, I just...
No, they have the committee.
Cemetery Commission. Okay. I had a question on... Somebody wanted to sell their lot back.
Yeah.
And
how did that play out?
We denied it.
That's what
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, we denied it. They bought it. They own it.
Right.
They want to sell it outright. That's their problem. They can do it. But they spent, out-of-towners spent, what, $4,000?
Yeah.
And we said, we're not buying it back.
Okay.
I informed them of the decision, and they were not happy, but I haven't spoken to them since.
Okay. Great.
Not our fault they changed their mind. They're not dying.
I'm getting. There's just too much stuff up here now, you know, going on, and it's just. I should have remembered that. I used to be able to handle a lot of things at once. And I'm finding I need to deal with them in front of me now.
No.
And not just all at once.
So who's buying the lot here? Oh, Steve Stanley.
Okay. Great.
Thanks.
Is that it?
I'm done.
Any other unfinished business? Mike, got anything? I don't have anything. Okay. Executive session if needed. I don't have anything, do you?
No, thank you.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
those two apartment buildings down there, is anybody in them yet?
No.
Not yet.
Waiting on a certificate of occupancy.
That comes from?
Somebody waiting to get paid from what I heard.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh.
That is also what I heard.
Oh. Oh.
Some federal funding hasn't behaved as anticipated.
Uh-oh. That don't surprise me.
Nope, me either.
Is there a waiting list for people wanting to get in there? Or is there a list of people that want to get in
there? There is a waiting list, but if I understand right, they've already filled all the apartments. They know who's moving in. There's a waiting list for future people as they go through.
They had to, the people that they took out,
yep,
they had to give them first option to come back in.
And out of that, I only understand it was one person that was.
I had heard two. It's not many.
No, they're thinking they're coming back, and then I guess not. So okay. Not sure. I haven't heard.
I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
The certificate of occupancy.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
What the guy from HB Gummins told me.
Have you folks had a walk through those?
We did.
They look good.
Yes.
I was not able to be there to do that, but Rick,
Jerry and I went through, and those little ceramic heaters that are like that big, that's what they were heating the apartments with. That's how tight they are.
Okay.
I got to go through just a couple weeks ago when they were like 95% finished, and they look really, really nice.
Yeah.
But will they stay?
Well, that's what I want to see them in a year.
I don't know. I'm not there in a year yet.
Yeah.
I hear that the Rural Edge is a very...
They run
a tight ship. Yeah,
they run a tight ship, so it's not...
We went through the ones in Newport as well, the old convent and school, not the school, but the nuns, and they were very tight as well. So.
And they have an office space in there that they're planning on having a staff member in pretty close to 40 hours a week. So hopefully that'll deter a lot of behavior.
Shouldn't be seeing a lot of garbage around or excess vehicles that aren't registered like that, because they'll tell them, get them out.
They're working on cleaning up the park where the box containers have been. I see they brought topsoil today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Again.
Good.
Finished up.
So it's starting to look good?
They just rolled in with equipment, but yeah. Well, their parking lot looks like crap because they did it in the winter. Their sidewalks are all pitted on top. They're going to redo sidewalks of some sort. Doing stuff in the winter ain't always the best policy.
You had mentioned something about beautification of the recycling center. Is that still in the works?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just, good. We're going to truck in some fill when we start cutting edges, hopefully soon, but I've been waiting for spring to be over with.
Are the roads still posted?
Took the signs down this afternoon.
Great.
Not that they do any good. They're just there for the people that are honest. Did you get some firewood this week?
Not yet.
I saw his truck.
So I called him twice, and I put the money in the shed because he won't drop your wood unless it's cash.
Yeah.
And if you aren't there to give him cash, then you lose your load. So there's a hideout for his money. So he can back in there, go to the shed and get paid. I don't have to be there. So the way we do business in the Northeast Kingdom. But I understand, you know, you drop a load of wood, you can pick it back up, but it's a pain in the butt. So you take the cash in hand, and then you drop it. All right, there's no other business before the board. All those in favor of adjourning, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. We're out of here. Thank you guys for coming. Jennifer, thank you for everything you're doing for us.